أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back to another day of living the Quran through the living Quran. And in this series, we've been going over chapter number 36, Surah Yasin, also known as the heart of the Quran. And in our previous discussion, we looked at the resurrection. We looked at the fact that all of humanity will be brought forth from their resting places, from their graves, and that they will hasten towards their Lord. They will be running towards their Creator, towards God, towards Allah. Not only will they be running, but they will be saying that, what is all of this? You know, who has brought this upon us? And they will be told by the angels that this is what your merciful God had promised, and this is the truth that the messengers have brought. In this verse that we want to review for today, we see another aspect of the day of resurrection, another aspect of the day of judgment. And as we looked in the previous verse, that we mentioned that the court of justice of God is a mercy. Let us see in this verse for today, verse number 54, of how that court of mercy, how that court of justice will be, how that will play out on that particular day, the day of resurrection. God says the following in this particular verse of Surah Yasin. فَالْيَوْمَ لَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَلَا تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ So on this day, no injustice whatsoever shall be done to any soul. You shall reap the fruit of your deeds. In reality, this verse explains the concept of tajassum al-amal, which is referred to by the Muslim theologians and philosophers as a physical manifestation of our own actions. It doesn't necessarily mean that on the Day of Judgment, the punishments would be, specified punishments that are given for certain crimes or criminals. That there's a possibility, that is a aspect of the punishment of the Day of Judgment, or past the Day of Judgment, after we are either going into the hell to face our punishment or going into heaven to face our pleasures and to enjoy and benefit from the pleasure. But ultimately, we have a concept where our own actions in this world will take upon a physical manifestation in the world to come. Sins that we perform might just seem like a sin, an action that we do, but there is a physical manifestation of that sin in the next world. Good deeds that we do today, they are a good action, but that action ends. But in the world to come, that good action that we did today will take on a new form, a physical form of pleasure, of happiness, of bliss, of contentment, of divine bounties being showered upon us. There's a very subtle point to mention here that Sheikh Mohsen Karati mentions in his Tafsir al-Nur, and he states the following about this concept of the retributions and the rewards for our actions. Your rewards are nothing other than your own actions, and this is why it says, مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ You shall reap the fruit of your deeds. However, if the verse had read, بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ then this would mean you shall reap the fruit because of your deeds. So we see the difference, that this is not that God is saying that go into heaven or go into hell, and because of your deeds you are receiving this and this punishment or this sort of a reward. Rather, he is saying that go into heaven or go into hell and you shall reap the fruit of your deeds. Meaning that this concept of a manifestation of our actions is the Islamic understanding of retribution, of punishment, and of the divine blessings, the blessing that God will confer upon a person while they are in paradise. As for some of our takeaway messages for today from this beautiful verse of Surah Yasin, the first thing that which we have to keep in mind is that God is just, He is Adil, and on the resurrection day, this will be a manifestation and a demonstration of the justice of God. And yes, it should be noted out that even the punishment of God, that these are meted out with justice and mercy, that it's not an arbitrary punishment, that this is done because of God being just and being merciful to us. Point number two is that the retributions, the punishment, or the rewards after the day of resurrection are all based on our own actions in this transient world. we get what we deserve. What goes around comes around. It's because of our own actions we will feel the pain or the pleasure in the world to come. And as we close, we ask God to allow us to do the good actions, to be able to reap those benefits in the next world, and that we are kept away from performing anything which would be detrimental to us in this world or in the world to come. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.